Thank you for listening to the Voice Ministries podcast. To get more information about Voice, or if you were blessed by this message and want to sow into our ministry, go to our website at voiceministries.com.
And Lorna had a testimony she wanted to share during the music, and I said, well, you haven't seen my message yet, so why don't you share it right before I speak? And it's always good to have testimony, so Lorna's going to share.
As some of you know, I drive and deliver RVs all over the country. And I just got back from a trip, and I wanted to share with you what happened on that trip, because I want to encourage you guys to be open to the Lord working through your situations and crap that you work through to be able to minister to other people after you have gone through it. So anyway, I was on this trip. We went to Airdrie, Alberta, Canada, and that's a pretty long trip, 1,700 miles, and so we had time to chat. This woman that recently signed on to Horizon Transport, and during that time, I found out that she had recently lost a child, and she was going through many other things, horrible situations in her life, and she kind of left Texas and to run away. So I explained to her about the ministry that we do and how the inner healing happens. And so as we were coming back, driving in her little car, 1,700 miles, I started ministering to her heart and her woundedness, and she received a lot of healing. And so I just, you know, we lost a child 13 years ago. And so as God healed our wounds and brought us into a new place of trust in Him, where I can say, the Lord gives and the Lord life and the Lord takes away life, and blessed be the name of the Lord, and able to minister in that area. So I want to encourage you all, even when you're going through all your stuff, that you can come out on the other end and the Lord will use you.
Thank you very much. That's really good. Well, if you have your Bibles, why don't you turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7 through 10. We're going to read through that just here in a moment. The title of this message is Adversity, Burden or Blessing, Burden or Opportunity. And this may even shift a little bit of your paradigm of how you think about the Word of God and the Apostle Paul. Everybody, at one time or another, goes through adversity. And you might be going through adversity right now. It might be your job, it might be a relationship, a loss of a loved one, your home, it could be anything. But God has a way for us to respond, and God wants us to be able to build a bridge deeper in intimacy with Him, even in the midst of whatever we're going through. Because He is the answer, no matter what it is, He is the answer. And He is the one that we need to be close to, not running from. And so as we read this, we look into the Apostle Paul's life, and we realize that this man who wrote so much, inspired by the Holy Spirit of the New Testament, went through all kinds of things, but yet he found Jesus to be all that he needed. And so today, as we go through this, I want you, at the end of this message, to be able to say, yes, Lord, according to your word, I will trust you. According to your word and your promises, I will not run. I won't deny what I'm going through, but I will embrace you, Lord. And I'll embrace your word. And so the Apostle Paul says this in verse 7, 2 Corinthians. He says, because of the surpassing greatness of the revelations, for this reason, to keep me from exalting myself, there was given to me a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me. back up and he says, because of all these revelations, because of all the things that God was giving him stewardship over, allowing him to understand his heart even more, so that Paul wouldn't exalt himself or become prideful, he allowed this to happen to him. A messenger of Satan to torment me, to keep me from exalting myself. Verse 8. Concerning this, I implored the Lord 3 times that it might leave me. Verse 9. And he has said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for power is perfected in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I will rather boast. This is what Paul is saying. I will rather boast about my weaknesses, so that the power of Jesus, of Christ, can dwell within me. And look at verse 10. This is the one that just really grabbed me. Therefore, I am well content. I am well content with weaknesses. I'm okay with it. With insults, with distresses, with persecutions, with difficulties, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. That is a powerful, powerful word. Adversity touches everyone sooner or later, if you're not in it right now. And people usually crumble many times when it happens. And sometimes it takes a long time to grab hold of the Lord and say yes to Him in the midst of adversity. A lot of believers become bitter, resentful towards God, and He understands that. And many times, though, they will begin to walk away from their callings or their destinies in the Lord. They might even resort to addictive behaviors. Start partying or drinking or doing whatever. Thinking, man, if I could just get that one drink, I'd feel a lot better. 10,000 drinks later, they're still the same. Still hurting. The pain doesn't go away. Only Jesus can bring the healing that's necessary. Others face similar challenges and have different reactions. Instead of weakening them, they allow the trials to strengthen them in the Lord. So adversity can either overwhelm you or it can help you. It can lead you into a deeper intimacy with God. I might go as far as saying that according to the Apostle Paul, it looks to me as I read the scripture that he is embracing brokenness as almost a calling and a ministry. That he considers it amazing that he can suffer for the cause of Christ. He fellowships in that. And many times we're like, well, don't bring that to me. But God is saying, no matter what takes place in your life, no matter what you go through, no matter what you're going to go through, that if you will respond in the right way with your heart before the Lord, that He will take you in deep, deep intimacy with Him. And His revelation will lead you forward and give you strength to do what? To be a testimony, just like Lorna did. To testify about what God has done and how He's been there for you. And many times we don't have the right attitude, but we just need to listen to the Lord and let Him speak to us and let Him work with us. Number one down there at the bottom, it says, the life of Paul is one of the best examples of how adversity can act as a bridge. A bridge has to be constructed. It has to be strong or it's not going to carry the weight. And so the Lord wants you to build a bridge to Him so that no matter what comes your way, each trial and each adversity strengthens you for the days ahead. And you can say, yes, Lord. You might blow it. You might make a mistake, but you turn back and you say, yes, Lord. I'm going to trust You. I'm building this bridge that connects my heart with Your heart so I can be a testimony to whoever and whenever. And no matter what comes my way, I'm going to trust God. And this is where you defer to. You always go to that place of trusting Jesus. And that's what Paul had to learn. It was a process for him, just like it is for you and for me. But we can't run from our mistakes. We have to accept them, and we can't deny them. We have to confess them, and we have to allow the Lord to do His thing that He does best. And that's to restore and bring healing to each and every one of us. To bring joy within you. Because when you confess your sin, it releases you. And all of a sudden, now you feel freedom again. Because no longer are you living in that place of bondage. The Lord wants every one of you in this room rejoicing today. Because you know that no matter what adversity comes your way, you will be found trusting Him in all things. He will be your answer. When somebody says, how can you make it through this? I can't understand how you're even surviving. And you'll be able to say, because of Jesus. Because of my relationship. Because of the Holy Spirit. Because I trust His word and trust His promises. And people might scratch their head and say, you're crazy. But you will know, and those close to you, and God will know, that He is your strength. How can we say we can do all things through Christ who strengthens me if we're not intimate with Him? We really can't. We can quote it, we can sing it, but when we know Him, and we know it doesn't matter. Because see, weakness, listen, weakness a lot of times in the world looks like you're a big time loser. It's not in God's way. Weakness is a big time strength. By being weak before the Lord and trusting Him, He strengthens you with His power and His might, not your own. That's what the Lord wants in us. Here's two scriptures. I didn't write them down on this, but here's two scriptures you can write down that builds that bridge, that foundation that you can trust. One is Psalm 103, verse 19. Psalm 103, verse 19, it says, the Lord has established His throne in the heavens, and His sovereignty rules over everything. All. That's part of that bridge building. You can trust in the Lord. His sovereignty. What does that mean? That He's in absolute divine control. He's sovereign. All things. Right? That's what we say. That's what we speak. But when it comes to us and it hurts so bad, can we say all things work to the good? Well, that other scripture besides Psalm 103 is Romans 8. And it says 8:28, and it says, all things work to the good for those who love God and are called according to His purpose. We have to remember that. We have to hold on to that in the midst of any trial. We may not see it. We may not understand it. But if we trust the Lord, He will bring us to that place that even in the worst thing that could happen, we'll find His glory, His goodness out of it. Now that's hard. That's tough. And most people don't want to go there. But if we're going to walk in whatever God has for us, we have to be able to be broken. We have to be humble. And just like Paul, so many revelations. But yet he was buffeted by the enemy to keep him humble. Look at Philippians chapter 3. Caleb and I read this yesterday. This chapter, it's an amazing chapter. Take time to read this chapter. It's amazing. Starting with verse 8. I love this. Here it is. More than that, this is Paul. I count all things to be loss in view of the surpassing value of knowing Jesus. And we have heard that over and over. And I got to tell you that I don't live that many times. I refer back to Bob being strengthened my own, having my own strength to do something. And the Lord says, you can't do that. You have to give it to me. And then count everything. It doesn't matter what comes our way. Everything is but a loss compared to knowing Jesus. I've said this many times. I've ministered to people and that are millionaires. And they're hurting and they're broken and they need Jesus. Many times we think that if we just have, that we'll be okay. That won't suffice. We have to have Jesus. More than that, I counted all things to be lost in the view of surpassing value of knowing Jesus, Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them but rubbish, so that I may gain Jesus. Man, what caused Paul to say that? How could he say that? This guy was shipwrecked. This guy was in jail, jail after jail after jail. They tried to assassinate him time and time again. He was stoned. And verse 9 it says, and may be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own derived from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ Jesus, the righteousness which comes from God on the basis of faith. Look at 10. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death. Man, verse 10 is amazing. This is the Apostle Paul. This is what he says. Again, the world treats us like losers if we show any sign of weakness. But God says this is a human experience that each and every person will go through. They're all going to go through adversity sometime or another. And God says, this is my gift to you, to lead you in brokenness and to lead you in humility and to lead you in weakness. Wow. That's how he wants to lead us. Yes, we're overcomers. We can do all things through Christ. I'm an overcomer. But you're an overcomer because you've been broken and you've been weak and you've found that God is the only one that can supply for you and move you forward. That's how you're an overcomer, in the place of weakness. When you knew your sin, you knew you had to have Jesus into your life to forgive you of your sin. It was a weak moment. Every adversity that comes your way wants to help you to go deeper in the ways of God. I've said this for years, that you can respond to any circumstance based on who he is in you and who you are in him. God wants you strong in the place of weakness. Isn't that kind of wild? I mean, think about it. It's pretty wild. You guys getting this? Come on. We need it. So God says we're going to have these human experiences. And that he doesn't want us to move in our own strength and power. And this quote, I like this. Hold on to it. Few people consider brokenness as God's design and will for our lives. I read that in a powerful book that I'm going to be sharing with you here soon. I loved it. Few people consider brokenness as God's design and will for our lives. What is the will of the Lord for your life? To be broken. So that you can know him, that you can hear his voice. Number two there, it says, Paul's growth in Christ seems to come alongside of his sense of his weakness and also his sinfulness. I want you to look at number three there. Watch the progression with Paul. Paul, at first, seemed to be a little prideful. But as he grew from year to year to year, he began to humble himself before the Lord. In Galatians 2:6, it was written in after Jesus' death, the year 49. After being a Christian for about 14 years, he writes about the apostles' way as for those who held in high esteem. And he says this about the apostles: whatever they were makes no difference to me. A lot of people interpret that like, you know, I've got my own thing going on. I know the apostles did a lot, but hey, here I am, the Apostle Paul. I got it. And you see that in his life. And you see a little bit of that pride. But look what happened. 6 years later, in AD 55, he writes to the Corinthians in a more humble manner. And he says, I am the least of the apostles. He's starting to get it. He's going, oh, I'm the least. And then look, 5 years after that, in about AD 60, and 25 years after becoming a Christian, this is the Apostle Paul, after 25 years becoming a Christian, he proclaims, I am less than the least of all the Lord's people. Wow. Now look at the next one. Finally, 2 years before his death, and perhaps walking with Christ for 30 years, he's able to see very clearly now. And he says in 1 Timothy 1:15, I am the worst of all sinners. This is the Apostle Paul. This is his journey. This is what happens. It's not about being elevated. It's about descending into that place with him. It's about humility. We see it all the time. If my people are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray, turn from their wicked ways, seek the face of God. He said what? He'll heal. He'll bring healing. And the Apostle Paul finally got it and said, you know what? A big part of my life, which everybody wants, of course, to be successful, do all these things, but the big part of my life is learning to be weak and broken so that God can have his strength through me. What an opposite. What a paradox. But this is really the Apostle Paul's way. And you're going, the Apostle Paul said this? Yes. I hope it goes down deep in you as it's going down deep in me. We see the progression. We see how he ends up. What happened? Paul had grown in his understanding of the love of God. He became stronger in Christ by becoming weaker. Paul became a true walking dead man. Dead men walking. Dead women walking. It was no longer about him. He had experienced the Lord in such a way, he knew it was all about Jesus. He experienced heaven in such a way and revelations in such a way that he knew this was the answer. That he could count everything this world offers as loss as long as he knew Jesus and was walking with him and doing his will. The Praetorian Guard, when he was in jails, they began to talk about him. Why? Because of how he walked in the midst of being beaten, in the midst of being ostracized, of being laid out at the other side of the city, brought into jail. And here this guy is, and he's still praising God and loving God. No matter what. I hear stories of the church in China and some of the amazing things that they do and all the persecution they go through. So no matter what you're going through today, or what you may go through tomorrow, if you seek God and you seek this relationship with Jesus, he says in his word, he won't let you down. It may hurt. It may be hard. But if you trust him and know that he's sovereign and know that all things work to the good, no matter what you're facing, God will see you through and you will be an overcomer through weakness and brokenness. This is the word of the Lord. This is the word of the Lord. To allow ourselves to be broken. To allow ourselves to be exposed. And let God do the healing that's necessary. Adversity as a bridge. It was a bridge in the life of Paul. Paul learned it. Look at number one there. It says, contentment is possible in the midst of adversity. And the Apostle Paul explained this in Philippians 4:11. It says, I've learned to be content in whatever my circumstances are. This is to be encouragement to you. God wants you not to deny things. God wants you not to try to do things the way you've always done them. God wants you to come into this place of brokenness with him and weakness. And I'm talking, look at Paul, many years, 30 years in the church, 30 years going hard after God, and he finally says, man, I'm the worst of all. Who can proclaim anything in this room of any good except Jesus and what he allows us to do? Because everything else will be burnt up and be burned away, burnt away. It will not matter. The only thing that's eternal is what we do for Christ. I hope it encourages you today. If you're going through something, if you're in a struggle, I hope the Holy Spirit just picks you up and holds you today. God provides supernatural strength in our weakness. In Paul's limitations or your limitations, you have to allow the Holy Spirit the power to work. Number three, the Lord is the source of all of our needs. When we seek first the kingdom of God, he's the source of everything. I know he takes a while, but he's working something out. Takes a while, but you can trust him. He's faithful. Paul had learned to depend on the Lord to carry him through any trial that he was in. That's what I want to impart today. That there are no limitations on your life because of adversity. When you trust the Lord, You will have a divine move of God in your life. He will see you through. And the adversity should strengthen you as a dad, as a mom, as a brother or sister, a father, husband, wife. It should strengthen you. And that's what we want in our inner man. You can read 6. It's number 7. We can treat everything as if it comes from God. And I believe that's how we win our battles. That we trust Him when we say yes to Him. That God is in control and everything comes from the Lord. The enemy will send all kinds of havoc your way. And many times the Lord allows it. Do you remember with Peter? He allows it. Why? So you can come to the end of yourself and trust Him fully. And you can always say, greater is He that's in me than he that's in the world. You can say it forever because it's true. The Holy Spirit that lives in you is far greater. Number 8, we learn more about the Lord through trials. Suffering definitely brings us into a place of closeness. How we respond to our circumstances. Number 10, adversity prepares us to comfort others effectively. That's what Lorna shared. She was able to comfort and minister because of what she had went through. Comforting other people. When the bottom drops out, we want to be trusting Him. Number 11, God has a specific purpose for allowing adversity. Paul's thorn was designed to keep him humble and dependent on God despite the astounding spiritual revelations that he was receiving and getting. The deep truths that he was receiving. God said, I've got to keep him humble. I've got to keep him in that place. And then number 12, we are to know joy in the midst of adversity. In Philippians 4:4, the apostle wrote, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. All things. Now, if you look at this next group I have here, the call to union with God. Basically, it's what Paul knew and he understood. In John 15, he understood that Jesus was the vine and that we were the branches. And he who abides in him talks with him. And I in them, he talks with us, will bear much fruit. Abiding in Christ, and he knew it. Paul knew it. Jesus chose each and every one of us to bear fruit. This is a most glorious reality for weak and broken people like us. Look at number 3. Transforming union with God has 2 elements. Now, if you can get this, hold on to this. It has 2 elements, that we abide in Him and He abides in us. This is the transforming union with God. Pretty soon, I don't know the date that we have him, but Mike Muccio is coming to speak here soon. And he was a pastor with us years back. And Mike went through a real tough time. And for 10 years, he was in the wilderness. He was in that secret place. And he's written several books. And it's amazing, the books that he's written. He had one book that was 900 and something pages. And the guy said, wait a minute, we're not doing a book 900 and something pages. So he found 3 books in the one book. And so now Mike's going to come and he's going to share with you. But he's going to share about the transformation that took place when the bottom fell out and he thought everything was over. And God restored him and renewed him. For 3 years, we worked with Mike and loved on Mike and stood next to Mike. And now Mike is full-blown ministering the gospel and ministering the word of the Lord. And he'll be here in September, one Sunday, sharing with you about his book and his journey. But the whole book is about this. It's about I am crucified with Christ. It's no longer me living. It's Christ living through me. It's a lesson that God wants you to get so that the power of God can be evident in all that you do and all that you say. Don't let this slip by today. Let Him get real with you. Let Him change you. And be authentic in the ways of God. Confess your sin. And trust Him. Release those that have offended you. It's the only way, abiding in Christ, broken, humble, and willing. Why don't you guys go ahead and stand? We're going to just pray. And if I had the worship team just to come back up. You can look at the rest of the different quotes and things that I have there, but look at number 8. Abiding in Christ means living in Him. This includes drawing on, looking to, or reaching to Him as our life source in everything we do. So whatever triggered in your mind or your heart regarding adversity today, let's take a moment to just give it to God. To really give it to Him. To lay it down and say, I'm going to trust You. And if you feel a need to even come to the altar, that we can pray with you and pray through this situation in your life. Part of our ministry is to bring healing and to point people to Him, the healer, the wonderful counselor, Jesus. And many times people come to this ministry for healing. And that's okay. That shows wisdom. That you just don't want to go through the motions. You want God to heal you. But you've got to be willing to respond with the right attitude and the right brokenness to say, Lord, here I am. Here I am. Help me. That the power of God can be manifested in us. I want them to, there's that song that they were singing. I don't know what is a new one. And it just, the chorus was real awesome. And it was like saying everything I was wanting to say. And so let's just sing that chorus and hopefully they'll find it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And we'll find it and we'll just sing a little bit and we'll ask the Holy Spirit to move. And just allow Him to touch you. Doesn't matter if you're in leadership here. Doesn't matter if you want to come for prayer, come up. We all need prayer. We all need Jesus. Yes, Lord. Lord, we don't want to handle it on our own.
In my weakness,
yes, God,
will You come?
Choose You.
Help me stand up.
Take us deeper, Lord.
Help me run.
Yes, God.
To the shadow.
Yes, Jesus.
Of Your wing. And the comfort that it brings.
Holy Spirit, You are available.
And I wait and be still.
Yes.
And I know You are God.
Yes, God.
I will love You and adore You. I will trust You.
In You, Lord.
I will
yes, God.
And adore You. I will trust You, God.
We need Your help, Lord.
I will sing in time of trust.
Everything to You, Lord.
I will sing and
back to you, Lord.
The shadow of your wing and the comfort,
yes,
that it brings.
Only you can lead me through this.
And I wait and be still,
yes,
and I know You are God. I'm in love, 'cause I will love you and adore. Trust you right now, and I will love you. Oh, I will love you and adore you. I will trust you. I will sing and I will sing in time of trust.
Restoration, Lord. To lay everything down to you, Lord. Yes, God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Nothing too hard. Nothing too hard.
Nothing is too hard for you.
Nothing too hard for you, nothing too hard for you, nothing too hard for you, Lord. Oh, nothing too hard, nothing too hard for you, 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 Lord. I believe in you, nothing is nothing too hard for you. Nothing too hard for you, 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 Lord. Nothing too hard, nothing too hard for you, 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 Lord. Nothing too hard for you, 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 Lord.
I'd like to ask the pastors to come minister to those here in the front. If you still need to come and be prayed for, if you don't know the Lord as your Savior, your Lord, please come forward. Let us pray with you. Let me finish with this scripture and a prayer. Again, Philippians 3, starting with verse 8. More than that, the Apostle Paul says, I count all things to be loss in view of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, count them but rubbish, so that I may gain Christ and may be found in Him, trusting Him, not having a righteousness of my own derived from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which comes from God on the basis of faith, that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection, and the fellowship of His sufferings, being conformed to His death, in order that I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. Lord, we thank You for gathering together in Your name. We thank You for the body of Christ. And Lord, we pray for the church in Michiana, all throughout this region, that this truth would begin to permeate every man and woman of God, that everything else we count as a loss compared to knowing You. May we seek Your face like we've never sought it before, Lord. May we know the power of Your resurrection. So, Lord, I ask through the power of the Holy Spirit that You would just ignite everyone in this room that with this word, that would not leave them, but it would make sense to them. They face adversity and realize that Your desire is to bring about an opportunity for blessing and to build a bridge to You. We just love You, Jesus. We thank You. We give You praise today. Thank You for forgiveness. Thank You for Your word. We pray this in the precious and holy and loving name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And all of God's children said, amen. God bless you. Go in peace. We're going to stay doing ministry up here and worship. If you need prayer, come forward. Take your conversations, if you would, just kind of out in the lobby there or the mall. The Lord bless you. This Tuesday will be prophetic night. Roy and the team will be doing ministry here this Tuesday night at the meeting place. Go in peace. May the hunger of the Lord stir within you to know Him, 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 to know Jesus. Love us. blessing to you, Lord. Fighting in you.